Whoa, hey guys, welcome to part two, chapter three. I'm just gonna let you guys get right into it. Have fun. Bye. And see if I can't catch anything nice while I'm at it. Any cool content or something like that. It doesn't really feel like much is going on though. Just fighting like Sentrets and stuff like that. Oh, Jeff is about to die again. There we go. Level 5, Jeff, congratulations. I might just do this from now on, actually. Send Jeff out, swap him out for Aether, and use Aether to just spam Air Cutter against guys. Wonderful. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just gonna do this for a while. Yeah, that's a Togepi. And Air Cutter, and Air Cutter, and Air Cutter. Wonderful. Easy kill. Oh, and it's an Azurill. And tackle, and tackle, and tackle. Wonderful. That wasn't that bad. There's a level 3 female Zigzagoon again. The one that killed, Evan. Oh, Jeff's level 6! Good job, Jeff! I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Jeff. Level 6. You're doing such a great job, Jeff. Oh my goodness. I hope you know that. You're fantastic, man. Much better than Evan. What? No, Evan was great. It was me that was dumb, because I let him die. Let's not talk about that. That was a dark time. A very dark time. Oh, nice. I can kill Togepis by myself. Can I kill Zigzagoons by myself? Oh, I sure can. Jeff, you're level 7 already. Oh my goodness, sir. You're going up in this world, aren't you? Oh my goodness. 24 HPs overall? That's great. Level 2 Zigzagoons. I just eating them for breakfast. Buy another Togepi. Hold on, let me check the old Twitters real fast. Because I just got a whole bunch of notifications. Oh, it's just Daniel K liking some more tweets. Thanks, Daniel K. That's nice. Okay, then. Right. Where was I? Back to grinding. Oh, there's a Lediba. Lediba is a bug-type Pokemon. It looks like a ladybug. They're pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. I don't really use them, so I wouldn't really know. Right. Jeff is level 8. I really would like him to be level 10. That'd be really nice. But yeah, I'm just gonna grind for a little bit and talk about stuff. What's there to talk about? I had a sandwich today. Mmm, delicious. Oh, Jeff learned Sand Attack. Ooh, what a trolley move. Oh, this Sentret knows. Oh my goodness, I almost just killed Jeff again. Funny. Gonna go heal. There we go, healed up, running back down. Right, so I'm just grinding in this beginning area because might as well. I mean, whatever. Can't hurt. But yep, nice and easy. Oh, there's another Togepi. There we go. Easy kill. Another Togepi. Nice and easy. There we go. Oh, level 10! Jeff, good job. Gonna get the last guy up to level 10 now. Mr. Ryan, who is a level 3 Poliwag. Ryan, what do you know? Ryan is a hasty Poliwag with Water Absorb and Bubble. That's pretty neat. Okay then, so I'm just gonna run around here. Oh, it's an Azurill. And I'm just gonna spam this Bubble against him. It's a water type, and it lowered my attack. Oh my goodness, that took forever. Oh, there's a Zigzagoon. Gotta wash my HP here. Killed it. Easy, level 4 now. Good job, Ryan. There's a Lediba. One bubble, two bubble, three bubble. Wonderful. There's a Togepi. One bubble, two bubble. Oh my goodness, okay, I'm switching out Ryan. I just got taken down to like 4 HP by this stupid Togepi. Kinda going for the Air Cutter. Oh, Togepi knows Magic Leaf, that's why. That's a grass type move, by the way, guys. And it never misses and has 60 power. It's kind of OP. Man, I wish I had a Togepi. I mean, I'd probably kill it, but I'd have it. I'd have it. That's the important part. Right, gonna talk to Miss Nurse here. Gonna save my game real fast in slot one. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay then, gonna go back down. Do some more grinding in the grass with Mr. Ryan here. A level 5 Poliwag. Oh, you're such a wee tad. Tyke. There we go. Gotta watch my HP while I'm grinding at speeds like this. I'm grinding at times 8 speed, by the way, so it's nice and fast. And it should only take me a second. Real world time, this would take me like half an hour, probably. Alright, there we go, level 7, Ryan. You learned Hypnosis. Oh my goodness, that is wonderful, Ryan. I'm so happy for you. Gonna swap you out for Jeff here real fast, so that way Jeff can get some experience too. And wonderful, wonderful. I'm gonna go and see if I can't do this. Going in for this Hypnosis. Nah, it didn't work. Damn, that would've been cool. I was trying to hypnotize a Ledibus so it'd fall asleep, but it didn't work. Kind of a shame, but oh well. Right then, I'm gonna take, I think I'm gonna take Ryan or Jeff? Mr. Jeff. No, Mr. Ryan out. For a bit of grinding out in the desert, because there's more ground-type Pokemons out there. And, you know, he's pretty good against ground-type Pokemons. Bubble on this little wild Anorith. Wonderful, wonderful. Level 8. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Ryan. Trap Pinch, that's a bug ground-type. Easy kill. Oh, I should have been grinding down here this entire time. This is wonderful. Nice, easy kills, and all I know is bite. Oh, that's an Ekans. Ekans, more like Ekant. Haha, got him. Okay then, wonderful. Level 9, Ryan, already. Wow. There's so much higher level down here, too. Oh, that's a Cacnea. Gonna send out Aether for that one. Can use Air Cutter on it. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. Killed it. Nice, easy, and dead. That's what it is. Another Trapinch. Gonna kill it real fast. Beautiful, beautiful. Gonna get this, Thank you for the running shoes, Mr. Aid. Oh, Mayo's mother said something. I ignored it. I'm gonna use Bubble against this foolish little Trapinch. And I'm gonna go heal up. And while I'm healing up, which obviously takes a couple minutes, it doesn't really take like 30 seconds. But while I'm healing up, I'm gonna go check the Twitters again, because I think I got some more notifications. And it was... No, Evan. No, but I already named him. Oh. No, I'm not that. Evan, the cruel man, thought I already killed Jeff, which I didn't. He's just not named Jeff Keckman. So, yeah, sorry about that, Mr. Jeffs. I'm just gonna run through this desert and bubble everything in my path, because bubble is OP against ground Pokemon, as everyone knows. Because water beats ground in this miraculous game of rock, paper, scissors. Oh, there's a Baltoy! Baltoy, more like. Bal dead? Bal dead? Ha! Got him, first try. Oh, there's a. Nope, not gonna risk it. Hold on a second, listeners. I have a call to take. Okay, then. There we go. Sorry about that. I had a call from my dad. He's gonna eat dinner out tonight. So it's just me for a while. That means I can record a much longer episode than I thought. Oh my god, I've been recording for 40 minutes? I'm just gonna keep recording. You guys get a nice long episode because I don't edit. You can listen to all the grinding, which is why it's so long. But hey, at least it's nice and faster because I do I do the fast forwarding. So I'm switching Jeff out to be in front because Ryan is on two health points. I'm also going to enjoy myself. Some nerds. Now, to those who don't know what nerds are, and if you don't know what nerds are, then I don't know, you're weird. Nerds are like these little candies, they're great. They're very small though. But they're delicious. Why am I talking about nerds? I don't know. I have the game ready to play. I'm just gonna eat some nerds first, because they're good. You know what? New trendsetter. Most podcasts, they don't eat while they're playing video games. But I... Oh, crap, I'm already spilling. I'm a trendsetter. I'm gonna eat. Nerds. Okay, I'm fighting a hiker. He's a Magikarp hiker. The one with a whole bunch of Magikarp and one Gyarados. Wonderful. Okay. Spam bite. Literally just spam bite. Where I get 63 experience per fight, and there's five Magikarp and one level one Gyarados. So, literally just spamming A. Yep, level 11. That's good. Not much is happening. Oh, there's a couple crits in there, I see. Good job, Jeff. Oh, that's a Gyarados. Scary. Oh, I killed it. Oh, now it was simple. I'm gonna continue down south to the big temple. I'm gonna talk to these two. Let me see what I have in my... Right. I have either and I have, the other one. Either and... It's either Ryan or Jeff. I think it's Jeff. Okay, they're sending out Anorith and Lilip. That's a rock ground and a rock grass type, respectively. Oh, God. Oh, God, I made a mistake. This is not good. Okay. It's not going too badly. Okay, I killed Lilip because Air Cutter strikes both of them. Jeff grew a level. That's good. Good job, Jeff. Aether grew a level. Good job, Aether. Anorith used Scratch. And Aether used Bite. Or Jeff used Bite. Wonderful. I killed both of them. Okay, I'm proud of myself. I'm killing children. I'm gonna use a potion on Ryan. I'm gonna use a potion on Ryan. And I'm gonna use a potion on Jeff. Because mine's as well. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna move Ryan out to the front of the party. So my party right now is Ryan, Aether, and Jeff. I'm gonna fight this other hiker out here. Don't scare away the fish. What fish? You silly boy. Hiker Claude would like to battle. He sent off Baltoy. I go. Go, Ryan! Mr. Poliwag. Ryan, use bubble. Easy kill. Good job, Ryan. Oh, use bubble again, Ryan. Oh, you didn't kill it. Ryan, you're such a failure. Oh, my... Ah! Ryan, you're so bad at this. You get confused, and then you just attack yourself over and over and over again. Oh, my goodness. I can't use Ryan. I honestly can't use Ryan over here because these stupid Battletoy know confusion, and Ryan's just like, I'm so confused. Like, geez, man. We're not playing Final Fantasy here. You don't need to be confused here. Nope. I'll grind you up in the mansion, but you should feel embarrassed that your Pokemon is failing. Give it a pep talk or something. Wait, it's my Pokemon. I need to give it, like, a pep talk or something. Okay, I'm finding a Shellder, which I think, Dan, okay, isn't this like, don't you really like Shellder or something? Something like that. Anyways, I killed a Diglett and a Shellder, and I learned Confusion! Aether learned Confusion! Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. Okay, I'm gonna start avoiding trainers now. Nope, that didn't work. Fighting a hiker. sent out a bow toy. I'm gonna use air cutter on the bow toy. Oh, that did pretty decent damage. Oh, I'm confused now though. Oh, I confuse? Nope. Okay, I'm currently confused. Okay, then gonna go in for one more air cutter. Nope, that didn't work. That didn't work. Okay. I hurt myself. I'm on 13 out of 38. Oh, I hurt myself again. I'm on 9. 7 out of 38. Okay. Okay. I'm sending Jeff out. Jeff is out. Valtel used rapid spin. It didn't do that much damage. I'm using bite. Oh, yeah! Suck it, Valtel. I killed the Valtel. Okay. Okay, we're good. I need to get back to town. I need to get back to Mom, who has the highest speed. So the reason I'm looking for the Pokemon with the highest speed, it's Ryan, by the way, is the one with the highest speed has the highest chance to run away. So as I'm walking back to my place, where Mom lives, I can use the higher speed to just run away from any wild encounters. And I came across one wild encounter. Okay. Okay, good. I got away. Okay. So I'm in Pallet Town now. I'm gonna talk to Mom and get all my Pokemon healed up. Yes, heal my Pokemon, thank you. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Mother. You're still a freaking duck. Duck. You are a duck. Just gonna get back to where I was before. To Cacnea, run away. I could be fighting these guys, but I don't really feel like it. I'm gonna go fight this camper here, Roland. Gonna go in for the hypnosis. Ryan, put in some work. Ryan, you must have talked to Ryan, huh? Gave him a little pep talk. Cause man, that was good. That was good. Good work, Ryan. Okay then. And this stupid thing has water absorb. Okay, swapping out for ether. Okay then. This isn't a very intense battle, but I dropped the. Oh, hold up. Oh my goodness. So I learned why people don't eat while they play games. It's because the food gets everywhere. They're so good. So I used air cutter on this Poliwag twice, and I killed it. And there's a Growlithe. Ooh, it's a Growlithe. Gonna send back out Ryan. They wanted Jeff to come out, apparently. Okay, I'm gonna send back out Ryan again. So, this Growlithe's roar on me. What roar does, it just used roar again. It really wants to fight Jeff. I don't know why. Okay, whatever, you can fight Jeff. What roar does is it changes out one of your Pokemon for a different one of your Pokemon. This Growlithe. Why? Oh, that's why. It crit on me. Oh my goodness. I'm on 18 out of 35 health right now. And I'm gonna fight this stupid Oddish. Stupid Oddish. I killed it. I killed a stupid Oddish. Oh, it felt so good. I'm gonna fight this biker. This biker, from what I remember, is really tough and he has some pretty high level Pokemon. But everyone's level 11 or 12, so I should be alright. Okay, sent out a Rattata level 6. I can deal with this. Bubble. Take 3 bubbles. 3 bubbles. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's the thing. He had a soda pop. I managed to get it out of him by using enough bubbles to lower his HP enough that the biker used a thing on it. But you have a Ferret! I want a Ferret! Oh, I'm poisoned though. That's not good. Oh, I remember this guy! It's the Healy guy! Oh, it's a guy with the heals! Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm gonna send Ether out, and I'm just gonna brunt force him with confusion. Using Air Cutter now. Oh my goodness, this guy is toxic. That's what it is. Oh, that's not good. Toxic is really powerful. Okay. Okay, I'm actually doing pretty okay. 16 out of 40 health fighting a level 7 Mighty Yina. Jeff is on 18 HP. I'm gonna send Jeff out because my other two Pokemon are kind of damaged. Use a Bite. Use Sand Attack. Don't do this, Mighty Yina. I'm fighting a Mighty Yina. Who do I not mind losing? I can't send Aether out because she's psychic type and psychic's weak in start. I can send Ryan out. But Ryan's 18 health and is poisoned. Okay. Okay, it didn't hurt that bad. Going in for the Hypnosis, come on. Oh, Ryan, hit him with the Hypnosis, please. Yes! Yes! Ryan, you god! You god! Oh my god, yes! Yes! Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. Mighty Yina is still asleep. Oh, this is perfect. Air Cutter? Oh, you're dead. You're so dead. Fuck you. Suck. Oh, you're so dead. You son of a... Yes! I won, by the way, listeners, if you couldn't tell. And all my Pokemon are still alive. This is monumentous. This is an occasion worthy of celebration. I'm saving the game right here after I heal, because I'll probably forget to heal. I'm saving the game. I'm going to head off for the night. It's been a wonderful experience with you all. I'm going to need another nerd here. Delicious. Oh, I'm fired up. I might record another episode after this. Maybe. Maybe. I'm gonna save first. Okay. Right. So I'm saved. And, yes, I would like to save the game. Wonderful. Okay. Awesome. So yeah. That was the latest episode of the Daniel K... No, this isn't the Daniel K Let's Play. This is the Luckless Audio Only Video Game Let's Play. I've almost reached an hour. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, guys. You've been listening to this for an hour? If you've actually done that, I have the utmost respect. If you've done this, tweet me on Twitter. And say, hashtag nerds. Hashtag nerds, but spelled with a U. Hashtag N-U-R-D-S. And that way I'll know you listened to all the way to the end. And I'll be proud of you. And I'll give you a shout out. Yeah, because you need that. Obviously, with all my superior listener count. This has been Blakey's audio only Let's Play. Let me find a good song to have us cut out on, huh? I'm going to go on Spotify like I usually do. Last time I did Pumped Up Kicks, I'll go to Recently Played. I listened to a really cool song, who was it by? It was by, yeah, Recently Played, it was a Khajiit one. Khajiit liked to sneak. So I'm gonna play this. It's a 3 minutes 16 seconds. Finish off. Don't copyright me. Don't copyright strike me, Miracle Sounds. Okay, thanks.
She's like to sneak, man, over silken and sleek. The darkest corners we seek in the night. So feline and fair, from the sands of elsewhere, to our glistening stare, perfect sight. Don't leave your treasures ignored, can make a bolt on your doors, and cover locks on your drawers, watch the street. You see, this stealth is an art, make your tumblers apart, you know you never can outsmart their cash.
Ta-da! It's done.